Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for a devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time to bask in the presence of the Lord. It's time to fellowship with the King of Glory. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a topic which is part of our series from Monday, a topic that says, you can be filled with more, part 3. You can be filled with more, part 3. Our aim for today is taken from hymn 20, stand up for Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Jeremiah chapter 50. Our memory verse is taken from Psalm 42, verse 7. Psalm 42, verse 7, which says, deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy water spouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Our Bible reading is taken from Acts chapter 4, from verse 31 to 33. Acts chapter 4, from verse 31 to 33. From verse 31, it reads, after they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. All the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions was their own, but they shared everything they had with great power. The apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and God's grace was so powerful at work in them all. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Once again, our topic is, you can be filled with more, part 3. Our manual today reads, today I will conclude this series by discussing pressure. The pressure in tires varies with the weight they are designed to support. For example, the pressure in a tire bicycle differs from that of a car. Both tires are filled with air, but more air is pumped into a car's tire than into a bicycle's tire. This is because the weight that the tire of a car supports is more than that of a bicycle. The tires of an aeroplane are just about the same size of those of a large truck. However, the pressure inside them is different. This is because an aeroplane is much heavier, and when it lands, its tires must be able to withstand its weight. If the pressure in an aeroplane tire is lowered to that of a truck, the plane will crash as it lands. How much you want to accomplish for God will determine how much of his anointing you will seek to be filled with. This is not about titles now, but about the real impact you want to have for God in the earth. The things a believer will accomplish for God are not dependent on church titles. Some bishops cannot deliver a small town from the devil's hand, whereas some believers without any title can turn an entire country upside down for God. When it comes to accomplishing great and mighty things in God's kingdom, what really matters is how much of the anointing a believer carries. God cannot perform mighty miracles or deliver communities and countries from powerful dark forces through believers who only carry low level of the anointing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the work that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. We can find that in John 14, verse 12. A If you want to perform greater works, as Jesus said, then you must be filled with the anointing to a greater degree. How much you want to accomplish in God's kingdom should determine how much of the anointing you seek to be filled with. Beloved, seek to be full of the anointing so that you can cause mighty revivals in your field of operation, community, nation, and all around the world, just like Jesus, who went about doing good with the anointing. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. We can find that in Acts chapter 10, verse 38. I pray that God will fill you with more of his anointing so you can influence the world with the gospel and take many territories for his kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's open heaven considered an action point that says, seek to be filled with greater measure of the anointing so you can do mightier things in God's kingdom. Seek to be filled with measures of the anointing so you can do mightier things in God's kingdom. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. So on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows we have lined up for each other day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. To hear my voice again and to be gathered for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.